What's up, Elsie?
What is up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I am doing good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very good.
How about you?
I'm all right. Eh.
Well, yeah. I heard the schmooze been coughing and keeping you up.
Well, yeah, so I'm tired. But that's, no, today's the day that I'm trying to wipe Emily's phone so that I can send it back to, I guess, Apple or AT&T. And, like, I've already backed it up, and I just, I'm having a hard time deleting it, like, the stuff off her phone. It's not like I don't need to keep it. I have the entire thing backed up, all her texts, her voicemails, her, like, there's no reason to keep it except, you know, like, it's the thing she was, like, really attached to.
Yeah.
And so it's just hard. It's hard for me to, you know, I didn't think it would be so hard for me to send away her clothes to her girlfriend, but that was really hard too. And this is hard too, I guess. So I'm just having a hard time. Like, I don't know. It's just bumming me out, man.
Well, it bums me out sometimes when I come across like just the girls, like a book that they, you know, that we read together when we were like, when she was a baby or where they were babies. And it's like, yeah, we have no need for that. They don't want to have it. And I'm like,
but that's the book. It's bumming me the heck out.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll be okay. It's been a long winter. I would really, today's like 60 degrees and like, it all, I know it's just a tease. Like, it's going to snow until the dawn of time after today.
You think so?
I know it. For us, it is. Yeah. Our weather forecast is like 4 to 6 inches in the next couple of days.
Oh, wow.
In fact, my dad and I were joking because he's actually leaving to go to California Monday and comes back the day that I leave to go to Orlando. And
oh my gosh.
So like between the 19th and 20th, I'm like, watch, it'll snow. We'll both get stuck and be miserable because only an idiot flies out of the East Coast in February.
Right.
But, you know, we have no choice. So off we go.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll see how it goes. You're lucky you're driving. You can just drive, plow right on through it.
I know. We're actually going to be stopping. I'm not sure where yet. But so if you guys listening, we're going to be driving from North Carolina to Florida. We're going to make a stop. So we're not going to do it in one day. We're going to spend the night somewhere. Where should we spend the night?
Well, wait, between you, let me look at the map. Hold on.
Because it doesn't, it's not, it's a little bit longer of a trip. We could do it. Like, it's not like it's so hard. It's, I think, a little bit, about an hour-ish longer than driving to Pittsburgh. But we've chosen to stop. But I don't know where.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Orlando to North Carolina. Do you want to share, should I say Asheville?
You're not, yeah, from Asheville. Yeah, from Asheville. It's just that I just want, I don't know, okay, like, what see. Is the, what's like, the what middle? Is in the what's middle the, of it that's going
to
be
do
like.
You want to do the middle? That's the thing, right? You want to do,
yeah, we want to do something that's going to be, I don't know, even closer to Florida, so that when we wake up in the morning, I could make it, like, in the afternoon, like, 2 or something like that, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon of the 20.
Well, this second? Says you kind of just have to take 95 all the way down. So if that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you stopped in Savannah, it's about halfway. Let's see. What if you go from. Let's see. If you go from to Savannah. That is 4 hours and 34 minutes. That's almost exactly halfway.
Okay.
And then from Savannah to go to Orlando is how many hours? 4 straight hours. It's slightly over half. But I mean, if you wanted to go further, you could go through Georgia and park in Jacksonville.
All right. I will ask. I will see if we should do.
You also don't have to go down the beach side. This is like 95 takes you like right down Daytona, like right down the beach. Like, you could go a different way and go. What's this? 301, and it kind of takes you to Palatka, whatever that is, okay. Like the middle of Florida. Hinesville. Yeah, I mean, all this is Georgia. You would certainly see some land because it looks like Hicksville, even just on the map. It looks like nothing is there. No one wants to go there. Let's see. North Carolina. Charleston is a little sooner. South Carolina.
Well, I'm going to have to write some of that stuff down, man.
I think Savannah.
Because
I vote for Savannah.
You vote for Savannah. Really, so if anybody has a thought, send it over. I'm happy. I'm happy to think of where we would stay. What?
Don't they have peaches and shit there? I think they do.
I don't know.
Yeah, Savannah. That's my vote. Savannah.
Savannah. Savannah, all right. So we know, but you know why we're heading over to Florida, right? Yo, people.
Pod fusion.
And we're so excited. So excited. My heart almost burst out of its
chest. Fell out of her chest.
Yeah. I felt it.
Good time.
Oh my God. Good time. So you guys, this is literally a couple weeks before we meet you all. So if you are been sitting on your behind and not gotten your tickets or have been like hemming and hawing, this is the time to do it. So shepodcast.com/podfusion so that you can meet up with us. And through the rest of the podfest, there's going to be some amazing stuff happening. Crazy amounts of information shared with us. Amazing panels. And, you know, I'm going to be there the entire time talking with everybody at the Libsyn booth. So please come and say hi. Myself and Dave Jackson will be there to serve you. If you have any questions, please come and hang out. So we will absolutely be there.
She's not serving any food, though.
No, and I don't think we're going to have chocolate either unless Rob decides to send us some chocolate with the stack of stuff that I'm going to be getting when we get there.
Oh, my God. What kind of stuff?
For the booth. You know, stuff to put on the booth. Stuff to put on the, like the cards, everybody's cards. All the cards for the podcasters. The cards.
Oh, yes.
We have all of that stuff. And usually Rob has chocolate. I'm not sure I'm going to have chocolate there. I might change my mind. Okay, so moving from, you know, the Florida escape and the Pod Fusion experience onto just the little bit of news that I have for you guys today.
The news you can use for the informed podcaster. Podcasting news.
Okay, so this isn't mind-blowing information. And, you know, it really is Libsyn-centric. Very Libsyn-centric. Did you know that Libsyn has, like, a blog component? Like, if anybody signs up for a Libsyn account, which is, you know, the hosting company that I work for podcasts. Did you know that, Jess?
I did.
Okay. So what is happening is that there has been a gigantic upgrade to those blog pages. So not you don't have to use the blog pages at all. In fact, a lot of people, or may I even say most people, don't. Like, they have, you know, they host their podcast, they do their thing, they run their RSS feed with Libsyn or however they want to use Libsyn in terms of hosting. And then generally speaking, they'll have like another web page that is where their podcast page is, you know, like we do. For She Podcast, that's what we do. We have a WordPress page, and that's where you go to the website, and then we run our feed using Libsyn, which hosts our media, and, you know, that's what we teach. But another option that is there for podcasters is that, you know, for people who are, like, really just starting out, they are very much on the hobbyist, I would say hobbyist, not in a derogatory term, but really just, like, you just kind of want to have a podcast, like, you just kind of want to do this thing. You don't really have goals of a business or a brand or anything like that. You just kind of want to have a podcast. You don't really know nor care about websites and stuff like that. And you want to keep things really simple. Those are the people that generally use our blog page. If they have no idea, nor do they want to dive into creating a separate web page, there's a lot of people who decide, I'll just keep it all here because this is just perfect for our audience or for myself. And so there's going to be a big revamp to our blog pages, and we are announcing them so that you can see them on February 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Crystal and myself are going to do a Libsyn Live, and she is going to do a walkthrough of the blog pages now that we're going to be having. And it's they're going to be much more aesthetically pleasing to look at. They're going to have things added to them that most websites have already added to them that our blog pages generally didn't have. So it's going to be, and again, they're still going to be really, really simple. So it's you only really have like three choices in terms of having pages on there. But for those people who want simplicity, these are going to be so much nicer. So you guys, it'll be a link in the show notes. If you guys are going to want to watch us walk through all of this stuff, please feel free to come and check it out. Save the date, February 15th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, can I jump in here for a second?
Yes.
Because one of the She Podcast members, Emily Prokop, she has the Story Behind podcast, and she exclusively uses that blog page for her podcast.
Oh, cool. See that?
And she has the storybehindpodcast.com, but when you go there, you go right to the Libsyn page, and she's prettied it all up. I mean, it's beautiful. It really looks good.
Yeah. So you can do, so you just have to work on it. It's just that it doesn't have, usually those, don't expect these blog pages to be a solution like WordPress. They are not, nor do we want them to be, because that's what WordPress and Squarespace and all of those other websites are for. That's what they do. We are a podcast hosting company that has an option of having this very simple web page added to your show. So it's actually very nice. So if you guys want to check it out, it will maybe solve a problem for a lot of you. So you can do also have a redirect, exactly what Emily does, where you can have a custom domain go to your page and whatnot. And we have Google, what do you say it? Google Analytics that you can add.
What did you call it?
Nothing. I never finished saying.
Google. What did you say? Google what?
Analytics.
Okay.
You can add Google Analytics to the pages?
Analytics. You say analytics.
How am I supposed to say it? Analytics?
Analytics.
Analytics. Great.
Analytics, not Analytics. Analytics.
Well, you know Google what? That's analytics. Why I totally failed voice
why
class
Anna?
At school.
Why Anna?
Because I didn't hear the difference.
Do you
That's
now?
What like people do
Wait,
whenever.
But do you hear it now?
I can hear it now when you've said it over and over and over to me. But yeah, that was the problem.
Don't be. I'm not
no,
trying to.
No, what I'm saying is that's what I had to do when I went into voice classes inside of when I was training in my master's program. And I was like the most horrible. I felt the most useless in that class because we would all go in there and everybody would go in like, okay, versus And I was like, what is the difference? And I could not have, my mouth didn't make the sound come out, and everybody else seemed to be getting it. When we had to learn standard American English, which is the pronunciation from most plays out there, you know, you have to do everything in standard American unless there's a specific accent that you need to layer on top of standard American. And believe me, it was like, I hated going to that class. Ugh.
Really?
Aww. Yes. Because I never could do it. Like, I would just say something and they would go like, no, not that. Like, just exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Not but or not
And
I
was like, analytics.
See? I still can't even do it. So.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to pretend you're Bugs Bunny like, what's up, Doc? Analytics.
Analytics.
There Great. You go.
Now I'm going to have to say that forever and ever.
Now she's going to walk around the rest of the day going, analytics. It's probably my terrible accent. I shouldn't even really teach you, probably. Maybe it is analytics.
Analytics.
Analytics. If you want to be proper, it's analytics.
Whatever.
Why don't you do like Mark Asquith British and do analytics? It still wouldn't be analytics, though, even if you are British.
I'd still be messing it up. See how you
You'd
changed and you were
out.
Able to do one and not the other? I can't do that. Like, I Whatever. Have to sit down and, like, really work at the one. Because if you start to mess with my brain and tell me to do the other and switch.
You make it sound so sinister.
It's like, what do you mean?
like, I'm messing with your brain. Like
Yeah. Not good. So the accent just comes out eventually or around there. So, yeah.
I mean, it's not. The other day I was shopping with my sister-in-law. And I've actually called her on this before, though she obviously can't remember. We were trying to pick out, you know, like little silverware or whatever for Isaac. And she goes, look, they have SpongeBob. And I was like, what is he, French? What do you mean SpongeBob? And I've told her this before. She always says SpongeBob, not SpongeBob. And I was like, no, it's SpongeBob. She goes, what did I say? I said, you said SpongeBob. She was like, what's the difference? I was like, you are saying it's the SpongeBob. But it's SpongeBob. Like asshole. SpongeBob. And she was like, oh. And then she kind of like giggled to herself. And I was like, what? She goes, I didn't know I had a problem.
Well, see, I'm telling you.
It's not really a problem.
There's some of us, we just can't hear that stuff. But you know who's going to call you on that stuff? If you have your own amazing audio editor like we have, John Buchanan. Because you can hire him over at audioeditingsolutions.com and he will scare the pants off you.
I don't know why you're so jumpy. That's really the question. He doesn't scare me ever, any of the time.
I don't know. Maybe it's because the sound is loud in my ears. But anyway, but John is like amazing. I actually was singing your praises, John, to one of my mentees the other day. Because I was like, you know, I was listening to a show and I was like, you know, your show is awesome. I mean, it has a lot of really great content. You just got to nip it. You got to nip it. You got to slice a couple little things. You got to tighten that stuff up. And you know who helps? I told him, sometimes you need a third ear, you know, to be part of the equation.
Just put it on your neck right under the second ear. Sorry.
Oh, my God. So if you guys want to, you know, have John be a part of the recording process with you, being able to craft a cleaner show, audioeditingsolutions.com. What?
And you do want him. It makes
and you do,
difference.
Yes, and you do. I was like, what? Yes, you do want him. So check him out. Tell him we sent him, you check sent him to you. Okay, so here we go.
Oh, my God.
What?
I know.
I got confused. This is when you're not supposed to point out what I said that was wrong. You're supposed to just go with it.
Sorry.
And she's right on mic when she points it out. Any other time, she's way off mic, but when...
When I make a mistake, what are you doing?
I'm just going to go away now.
No, don't go away. Come back because we have to talk tool tips.
You don't need me. You don't need me for this.
Elsie's tool tips.
I just needed you for that. See that? That was perfect.
Yeah, but I didn't even do that. You don't even need me. John has enough pulled language where you don't need me to even be
talk.
Here. Yeah. Nobody would know.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know how they would know?
No.
They'd know because every single thing I said would be on the mic. That's how you'd know it wasn't me.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. See that? I
hate him. Perfect.
That is pretty perfect. Mm-hmm. But I do need you so that I need to with you my tool tips. I have to share. With you. So do you remember when we talked about OmniCharge? This was a while ago. This was like somewhere in April last year.
I do remember, and then
sake.
I looked at it again. Can you hear me? I am not actually muted, am I?
Yes. No.
Hello?
You're not. I hear you.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay. Yes, I remember, and when I looked at it again today, I got excited about it all over again. I really need one of these.
I because I ordered it when it was a Kickstarter thingy, Midjigger, and it took forever for me to get it. I just got it like 2 weeks ago from April.
You have the 20
I have
or
the
do
smaller.
You have the 13?
Okay. I have the smaller version, whatever that is. I got it in white. So let me tell you guys what it is. It's
yeah,
like
tell them what it is.
It's like a charging. It's a little charging base. It's sort of like a battery, right? Like an external battery for charging things. But what's so cool about this is that this also charges your computer. So you can because it has a I don't even know how do you call that? I don't know what you call the little pluggy
for
thing.
For the computer?
For the computer. I don't know if there's a name for that.
Three-prong jobby.
Yeah, that thing. The three-prong jobby.
It's not really
jobby.
Called a jobby.
Yeah.
But you know how like when you, it's the three-pronger. I know it does have a name, an official type name.
But
basically, it's the one that you can never
AC-DC outlet. That's what it
it's
is.
It's the one that you can, the one plug you can never charge on the go. It has that.
Yeah. So AC-DC outlet. I just found it. So it charges MacBook Pros, DSLR cameras, small home appliances. Can you believe that? It also has two USB ports, and they support the latest USB ports. And it
you
also
know when that would be. Go ahead.
No. And it Sorry. Has universal charging, which means that it can actually you can charge this device from any source. Which means that let's say you're using it, you're on the road, you are using this to charge your devices and your computer. It runs out. And then you finally get to where you're going and there's only one plug and you can actually use the USB. There's a little prong thingy. There's a USB extender that you can then charge your external battery with, the OmniCharge with. So you don't even need to stick it on the wall for have it to be charged. You can charge it off of your USB, which is great. It also has flow through charging, which means that if it's being charged on the wall, you can still attach your devices to the OmniCharge and they will still charge because that a lot of chargers don't have that. So it's really cool. It's a very small, compact design for the one that at least that I have because I didn't get the bigger portion. And it's been great. I mean, it doesn't fully charge my computer. It gives me about, I would say 70% charge if it's something like that, like 60%, 70%. But usually that's enough because I have a MacBook Air and I've been testing it at home. So now I can go almost anywhere, even if I don't have a plug near me, and I can then work like outside. Like I've been testing all the places that I wanted to work, but I was always running out of batteries and I was like, oh, might as well stay plugged in. So now I can do it. I'm so excited. I love it. It's very cute.
You jogged something for me when you said small appliances. Like, think of how useful that would be if you're tailgating, if you're camping, if you are perhaps driving from Asheville to Orlando.
Yep.
And you want a smoothie. You can take your little blender.
Yeah, you can. You can totally
either
do
the
that.
Mini bullet or like the, I mean, if you have a mini bullet or even a small, you know, blender, one small blender.
Yeah.
Shove some yogurt, some berries and some ice in there and shaboom.
Totally.
You've got on the go breakfast, y'all.
I know. And also, you know, what was really interesting is now that I was just thinking about that, this would have been great because in the other house that we lived in the mountains, our electricity went out a lot. And that's actually one of the reasons I wanted it because there were times when I had something happening and I don't have any power. So now what's really great is that if I don't have power, I can attach my like my MiFi to this. I would have been able to attach my router to this.
Yeah.
You know, and all that kind of stuff while we didn't have power. So I would still be able to connect and have internet. So and it's really small. And since it's only going to be for a little bit, it doesn't really matter. So I really dig it.
Anyway. Or if you lost power and you were hungry, the toaster.
The
makes
toaster.
Lots
that's
of
what
food.
I was thinking too. I'm like, the toaster will work. For
that
this.
Would be good on the go. Or like, if you wanted to bring a toaster oven, you could make food in your van if you wanted.
Yeah, because it's a small little. I'm
you,
telling
what
you,
else wouldn't be dangerous that you could bring with you and charge? Like, I'm thinking like things? Mini crock pots with baked beans in them, but like that's stupid. But like,
but
let me think. What else?
But it's the thing
there?
Is though, guys.
A printer.
It's awesome. A printer. Yeah, a little mini printer, like one of those, or like a scanner or something like that. If you really kind of needed that stuff. So there are two sizes for these. I got the Omni 13, which is the smaller version of this. The capacity.
What does that
is
mean? Like just less power?
Less power. Yeah, because this one's got 13,600 mAh. I don't know how to say that or whatever, but that's the capacity.
I
don't know.
Mega hoosies.
The Omni 13, which is a smaller size. It's the weight is 0.83 pounds. It's about the size of an iPhone 6. It's about the size of an iPhone 6,
it's
but it's like $300. I'm sorry, what?
It's $300.
Oh my gosh, I got it for less expensive than that. I got mine for like $99.
Hold on, the 20 is that one. Where do you get the 13? Hold on.
So yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay, let me look at the 13. Wait. 13 might be less.
It should be less.
$199. Holy
yeah, I got mine for half that.
Oh, is the Kickstarter still going? I'm sad. I want
one. I think it's done. But the Omni 20 has a capacity of 20,400 megaamps. I don't even know what it is.
M capital A H. You know who would know? Anybody but us on, on this podcast.
Not us. And the weight is a pound, 1.3 pounds. So
that's milliamps.
Milliamps? Mm-hmm. Okay, milliamps.
Amps. A-M-P-S.
M-A-P-S. Actually, you can get one for $159 on their Indiegogo.
Oh, well, maybe that's what it is. Well, maybe you can still
like kind of chance
do that thing for last chance stuff. So, but they're really, it's really cool. And I like the fact that they're small. And also you can change it. So there are these little buttons on the front of it where you can make it work to power up things that are USB based. Like, let's say you stick your, you're charging your phone, or if you want to charge a device with the AC, DC outlet, you know, AC outlet and all that stuff, you can push a little button and it charges that up. So I'm so stoked with my little guy. So now it comes with me wherever I go, and I feel like a lot more empowered wherever I want to work. I don't have to have the, I don't have to sit exactly where the power is, because that's, you know, when you do that, you can go to a coffee shop and you're like, where's the power? Where's the outlet? Where's the outlet? I have to sit where the outlet is. So I don't have to do that anymore. But you have a tool tip here too that I looked at, which is interesting.
What do you think?
It's kind of cool. It kind of reminds me of my other favorite place, yes. Clarity. It kind of reminds me of Clarity.
Like, now, how do you think you pronounce this site? Z-E-Q-R.
Zequer?
Zequer?
Zequer? Zequer?
Zequer?
Zequer? I don't know.
Zequer.
It must stand for something.
I don't know. Z-E-Q-R, Zequer, Zequer. Anyway, it's a new way to share knowledge. Basically, you sign up to be sort of like a knowledge leader, and then you can run classes in it, and people will pay for the class. Now, I can't tell if the classes are... This is the part I can't understand. For example, Guy Kawasaki is offering a one-on-one consultation. You have to hit contact expert, submit an explanation, and then two people will be selected, and then those chosen will arrange their individual 30-minute class. So it is an actual class, but he's only doing for two people, whereas I think you can, like... Like, let's just say I wanted to do like a how to make money from your podcast class.
Right.
I think I could sell it to whomever, kind of like a webinar, and have people sign up live. Or I see somebody who has like, it's available 8 times on Thursday, 2:30 to 3, 4 to 5, 6 to 7. Like, but are they going to do all of those, or just whoever signs up for them? And is it always individual? Like, this part I can't quite grasp, but yeah, I still thought it was kind of cool.
It looks kind of neat. I kind of want to see if I can sign up for that. That's really cool. You know what I think
it
is?
I have registered as an expert. I just don't know. I'm not quite sure how and what to offer.
Right. And yeah, because I was looking at that stuff too. I'm wondering also, because I think when people are offering those time frames, it's the stuff, it's when you're available. You know, it's not that you're doing the class at those times. I think it's like availability to do these class are these time frames. And if people sign up or whatever, you will then be available for those times.
But does that mean if one person signs up for two and then one for 2:15 and one for 2:30, you're doing it three times?
Dude.
That's the part I don't get. Or are you do, no or idea. Can you do it for all three people at two? Can more than one person sign up for the two?
Who
or
knows?
Does it have to be one-on-one? Well, that's the part I can't understand.
Yeah, I get it. And it actually gives you a little bit of information here, but not enough. It just...
Right.
You kind of have to sign up. I think you're just going to have to go through it. It says how it works here, but I don't think that it's... I don't think it really like it gives you a specific thing that you... the questions that you have asked, I don't think it gives you the insight. The only way to do it would be to kind of like hire somebody or want to take a class from somebody. That's what I would assume. So, and I've, you know, because I've used Clarity in the past, and that's kind of where I use, that's kind of where I do, you know, when people want to pick your brain and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Because that's what happens with me a lot. I get people like, hey, can I talk to you for blah, blah, about blah, blah, right? And then now I'm like, yeah, sure, here, sign up with this. I'll just send them the link.
Me too.
Because it's the easiest thing ever. It's minutes. You're talking to me on the phone. You can be on the phone with me for however long you want. That's it. So it's worked for me. I've helped a few people, and I kind of just, I like the fact that for the amount of time that I'm investing in you, I'm getting paid. And I do a lot of research on your work. So if you want to talk to me about very simple stuff about your podcast, I will listen to your podcast as much as I can before getting on the phone, and then you be quiet, and then I just give it all out. And then I'm just like, blah, here's all the information. But Clarity, I like that. And I've also had people message me via Clarity where I would answer questions kind of message-wise. You're not paid for those, but it's still cool. It's kind of like it's been a very simple way to contact other people for expertise that you're not connected with any other place. So we're talking about a different service now. This is called Clarity.fm. But I like
Clarity too. That's tool tip number three.
Yeah, that's tool tip number three. Exactly. I like that. So if you want to check, I'll put my link. If you have your links for Zecker. We'll put the links for Jess's Zecker and my Clarity. If you have a Clarity, Jess, we'll put the links of that there too. So you guys could check it out. And if you want to talk with us there, that's, you know.
Good idea.
We could do that.
Very good idea.
All right. We're ready for some weird and wild show of the week discussion?
I think we are.
Okay.
Weird and wild.
Weird and wild.
Weird and wild. Show of the week.
So cute. I can't stand it. She, you know, I just gave her some advice. I'm like, try to say it about three different ways, hunty. She totally went for it. I mean, come on. She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. She's so cute. She's a star in the making is what she is.
She is so, yes, she's so cute. Okay, so here's a name for a podcast that I was kind of surprised at. I thought that this would go under the pet peeves, but I assume.
I don't know why.
But it was.
It was under the pet peeves, wasn't it?
All right, so you found this article on Podcaster News.
Yeah.
And this Hold is.
On. Why would this go under the pet peeves?
Because I thought somebody was being
Oh, irreverent?
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, here is the weird and wild, my pick for the weird and wild of the week. Jezebel has launched a podcast called Big Time Dicks. That is just. Thank you, John. How long did you have to look for the exact? I need to know.
I was on it right away. I saw it in the notes right away. I got it out. I knew I was going to use it.
Okay. I was just curious. It's described as a podcast to ready you for Trump's America. The concept is based on a similarly named Jezebel column. This is a Jezebel podcast. Jezebel, by the way, is a blog, in case you guys don't know Jezebel. Jezebel often reports on legislation, both local and federal, that is harmful. They've explored these garbage policies in a Jezebel column called Big Time, Small Time Dicks. Jezebel noticed that Trump's election has inspired these lawmakers to write doubly oppressive bills doubly fast. This provided the inspiration for Jezebel to launch a podcast. Oh. Big Time Dicks brings listeners an in-depth look at laws and lawmakers intent on harming people on the local, state, and federal levels, which I think is interesting. The podcast has already posted an introduction episode and an official episode one titled Welcoming Our New Dictator, D-I-C-K. Additional episodes will appear every week. And then it goes on to say the executive director and the producer.
Well, that's cool.
But I think it's a cool show. It's weird and wild.
It is big and wild. And also their artwork's kind of neat. Like they've really aligned all the eyes.
Whoever did this logo is a branding genius.
Yes, it's a beautiful logo. I mean, it is. It's a really great
truly
logo.
Truly a masterpiece.
Yeah. It's so clean and so, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I dug that.
Me too.
Yeah, so there's the Big Time Dicks for y'all.
Big Time Dicks!
Big Time Dicks!
Boom!
So we have a little bit of feedback, though, Jess, here from Sleep Whispers. Did you read this? Mm-hmm. Should I read this for you?
I did. Of course
okay,
I read it.
Okay, it's hilarious.
Please read it again.
So here we go.
It is.
So this is from Sleep Whispers. Elsie and Jess, I'm catching up on your older episodes, and I noticed something funny happened on episode 112, which neither of you may have realized. Jess,
did
brings,
you realize this later,
I think
by the
I
way?
Did. No, I did realize it. I totally realized it. And then I was like, oh. But it was just, anyway. Jess brings up her love of the Sleep With Me podcast and asks Elsie if she has heard of it. Elsie explains how the guy from the podcast submitted my one-star review to the feed. Except one thing, it was not the guy from Sleep With Me who submitted a one-star review to the feed. It was me. And my podcast is called Sleep Whispers. LOL.
That is funny.
The Sleep With Me guy tells rambly, nonsensical stories. And in Sleep Whispers, I talk gently in a whisper voice.
He whispers to you.
Yes. It is so funny because you both think you're talking about the same podcast, but you're both talking about two different podcasts.
Did you really realize?
I did. At the end, I totally realized, and I was like, oh, we're totally talking about different podcasts. And but, so you know, funny. It was just, and then he says.
He must have been laughing his ass off.
He totally was. And so he says, okay, I played that part of the episode for several people, and it is so enjoyable to listen to when you realize this. I know.
That's really funny.
Anyway, that episode gave birth to your Weird and Wild Show of the Week. So I would love to know what Jessica actually does think of a podcast, which is just some dude whispering the whole time.
So intimate.
I know. Well, dude, I have to tell you,
I'm not sure. I think it's really intimate. I don't know if I would, that would help me fall asleep or if it would startle me. You know, like whispering, someone whispering to you when you're sleeping is one of the most startling things ever for an ADHD person. However, like for me, hearing him just sort of talk like this, and he kind of just like gives his ideas, and then he kind of goes off on a segue, and then he kind of comes back. Like that lulls me out, but this, I'm not sure.
Right.
It makes me, you know why? Because when someone's whispering to you, it's either a dirty secret, you're going to get in trouble. Like I have 10 summers at summer camp where I was dubbed the person who could literally never whisper.
That's right. Well, like we have talked about
that. I don't have a whispering capability. So if someone's doing this, I'm immediately going to go, ooh, you know, ooh, what are they saying? Ooh, who shouldn't I tell? You know, it's like a dirty secret.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it would relax me. I think it would be fun to listen to, but I don't know if it would be relaxing for me at least.
Right. Well, there you have it, Harris. Our take on it. I have to say from like the perspective of having to play like the one star review, it was tough from the editing point of view because you're talking like this, right? So everybody's talking normal, and then I had to put his one time review thing that he sent in, and so everything's like this. Okay, guys, so let's hear it from Harris. You know what I mean? So then it was like,
he whispered it to you. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And so then what I had to do, though, Harris, just to let you know, I had to amplify his voice. So it's basically, hi, I'm Harris. You know, I had to like totally bullet it up because then people were going to blow their eardrums out when it went back to the regular.
Harris always talks that way. Like, does he go into the bank and go, I'd like to withdraw $1,000?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Would you ladies like to hear his latest episode?
I know.
Kind of. Wait a minute. I just have one more thing.
Yeah.
Why would he send you feedback in that voice? Or do you think he just has his mic turned down?
I think he sent it feedback because he wanted to kind of show what the podcast was about. Because if you're
But in some cases, is that really like good marketing?
I don't know.
You can't hear the person.
Right. And then I guess like it would have been a better idea to just read the it would have just been a better idea.
I get the idea to whisper, but it's kind of like, I don't know, like if you have a job, I don't know why this is the example coming to my head, so please bear with me. I don't know why. If you're a dominatrix, for example, and you want more clients, you don't just go to a party and start slapping people. That seems wrong.
Well,
you know, make them want it, I guess.
Oh,
you know?
I see what you're talking about. Well, maybe it would have worked better for him to just
he's
have
just like, maybe you want to listen to my podcast. I'm like, what? What? Right.
But he did send a promo. We played it. So that's the only reason I know. But I haven't, you know, had. And I would have to put it really high, I guess, in my ears to listen to his podcast. If I wanted to fall asleep.
Oh, my God. What? Now I've lost track of myself muting and unmuting myself. And I've been digging around in my markers. And you guys probably totally heard it.
No, you. We didn't hear you. Digging into the markers. That could also be a podcast, Jess. A wake-up podcast.
I know. Like, wait, John has the podcast queued up. So
oh, he
I kind of want to hear it
okay,
now.
Let's hear a little bit.
all my wigs that I mentioned in a prior episode. But I'll tell you more about that in the chat. And also, I have a update about the contest.
Why is...
survey stats.
I didn't realize you could pop your peas when you whisper.
From the survey. And I also have feedback.
Sorry, I had to turn you up so I could play that so you could hear it. And now the mix minus is back on again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, so now I understand. Well, the thing is, it's like you're really riveted because, you know, when somebody is telling you a secret, you have to really listen hard. So I guess I could understand that that won't relax you.
I had to listen so hard, but then also I don't know how this is going to make me sound, but I'm just, you know, that's my thing, you guys. I lay it on the line for you. It feels almost like he is whispering in my ear, and it feels very intimate to me.
Yes.
It does. It's kind of sexy.
I know. That's what I...
It makes me feel kind of sexy.
There you have it, Harris. Look at what you've started with your sleep whispers. It's incredibly intimate.
What's that saying? It's like when you climb the rope at gym class. I kind of like, God. I hear him whispering. And I'm like, that something feels funny. What is that?
Oh my God. Harris, did you hear that? You got to put that as your testimonial.
That feels kind of funny.
Women will get it.
In places I didn't expect. Mostly my ears, but you know, they're all connected, I guess.
All right, so we got to do a little bit more on one last podcast. This is actually, there's a couple of them that I'm going to mention really quickly. This is
If anybody comes up to me in person and whispers in my ear, you might get an elbow in the face. I don't care what your intention is. If you're trying to be funny, that's not a good idea in person.
Yeah.
Really to anybody, but especially me. It'll startle the shit out of me.
Yeah, it won't be good.
Because in general, this is why I said at the beginning, people whispering in my ear startles the shit out of me. In general. Yeah. That did not, because I knew it was coming, but like...
And
don't
it
do
was
that to me in
loud.
Person. It's not going to make whispers. Me feel funny. It's not going to make me feel like I climbed the rope. It's going to make me feel like, intruder alert! Intruder alert! Just a warning.
Boink! Yeah, yeah. Whoa.
Moving on. Yes, exactly. Okay. Just like
so,
that.
So this other podcast here, this isn't really a podcast that I'm bringing to this segment, but it's just an episode that I kind of want to listen to. And I love it because of the title. It said podcast, Meet the Most Powerful Woman in Advertising. That's it. That's what it said. So and this is from a podcast called Unregulated. The Unregulated team welcomes Karen Blackett, chairman of MediaCom UK and the most powerful woman in UK's ad industry, to discuss growing up in the sector, how its attitudes to women and ethnic minorities have changed, and why she is a secret lemonade drinker. So I'm kind of intrigued. I liked that. I'm going to listen to it because of the title. And the last podcast that I have bringing to you guys, this is done by Yale. So this is like a Yale podcast, and it is in being published in conjunction with the Black History Month. The Gilder Lehrman Center for the Study of Slavery, Resistance, and Abolition has released the first two podcasts of his new Slavery and Its Legacies series. So this is a biweekly podcast that's put on by Yale. And I thought that was a very interesting thing. They're having all types of education types, experts in the university, you know, all the fun people with lots of wonderful things to say that are very smart about this. So you guys check it out. Links will be in the show notes.
Things just got serious.
Things got serious really fast, from whispering to really, like really slavery, bad. Resistance, and abolition. How about that?
Woo! Talk about a segue.
I know.
Damn.
Trip out. But, yeah. You know, we had a lot of little outtakes, or have had a lot of outtakes on the show, guys. eventually we will get all of these on our Patreon page. And I have to say that when I saw the patrons, our patrons' money come in this month, I was very excited. I was like, oh, look, we are doing so good. Patreon.com/shepodcast. I promise after Podfusion, things will start to shift. Right now, everything is Podfusion. Everything is Podfusion. Everything is Podfusion. There is nothing else but Podfusion right now.
And sign up, for the love of all that is holy. Don't sit on the fence. You know, I just sent an email. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this Monday, you probably got it last night. And it says, when you sit on a fence, your crotch hurts. And it's true.
You're right.
Don't sit on the fence. Don't wait to decide. Don't get a flight at the last minute. For the love of all that is holy, it's going to cost you a fortune. Go do it now. It's worth it. It's a lot smaller than Podcast Movement. It's a lot more intimate. You feel much more like you can get to know the people who are speaking, get to feel like you're friends with them. In fact, I think half the attendees are speakers. It's kind of part of the fun. And especially for our event, it's going to be totally different than any other workshop. You can't even imagine. It's not about editing. It's not about starting. It's not about making money. It's totally learning new stuff that no other podcast event has covered yet. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited.
I know. As you know, since of our trying to address what that little hole was with the Omni charger, we really are not going to be talking tech.
Yeah.
All right. But so Jess's pet peeves.
Jessica's pet peeves.
Can I start with mine first?
Yeah.
Just the one about my birthday.
They're both yours,
oh,
first
that
of all.
They are both mine. But let's
I
talk
think
first.
They're both yours.
Let's talk
this
about
is
my
actually,
birthday.
This is going to be Elsie's pet peeve. And I mean, one of them is both of our pet peeves, but this one particularly is for Elsie. Yeah. So let's talk about your birthday, because this actually happened to me 2 weeks ago on my birthday, and it infuriated me. But I didn't think to say anything to you, because it's just like part of the birthday that happens every time.
All right. So, you know,
do it, girl.
So Facebook is like awesome for your birthday, because you do get a lot of people reaching out to you that you don't really ever see, or that they just say happy birthday to you. But it's nice. I mean, honestly, it's awesome to see all these people and have a moment of catching up with them, even if it's like just to say thank you or like their post and remember who these people are, which is awesome. So for the most part, you know, I was like offline all day, and I went on like on Facebook at night to sort of engage with all the people that wish me happy birthday, because that's so nice. Everybody was awesome, except this one dude. And dude, I'm calling you out. Steve Polite.
Bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. This is what he wrote. Let me tell you what he wrote. Happy birthday. May you have many more happy, healthy, prosperous. This gift for you is an article I recently published that is intended to help you be very healthy. Link. It has a link to a bonus report from the Institute for Natural Healing that I really liked and hope you do too. If your time is limited, be sure to take a minute and read the last article and the bonus report. Shocked me. Steve. P.S. A grueling event that is public on YouTube is Race Across America that our sponsor team won. Here's the short video that is very exciting. Link. I mention this because athletes and anyone exercising, doing yoga, acupuncture, massage are loving the FDA medical device I represent. What the hell is this? I'm like, by this time I'm going, what? So he basically asks at the bottom, PPS or PSS, whatever. This is a business for me. And in this article, I share how I'm helping my growing team. Link, I hope you like it.
I'd unfriend you.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Gone.
Oh, I don't know where you just got that, but that was brilliant. Here's who I unfriended. I unfriended the 6 people on January 9th that said, hi, can you put a heart on your wall without comment, only a heart? Then send this message to your female contacts. After putting one heart on the wall of the person who sent you this message, if anyone asks why you have so many hearts on your wall, do not answer. It is for women only to remember it's the week of breast cancer prevention. Check your boobies. Hold down your finger. I mean, meanwhile, my daughter died 2 weeks prior. Don't even look at my page first. Just send me your stupid cancer spam.
Right.
It's so irritating. Then you know what that means? Unfriend.
Unfriend.
Bye bye.
Unfriend.
Eat a dick.
You.
Yeah.
As Emily would say, go eat a dick.
This was so frustrating. I was so pissed off. And I was like, I'm not going to let this guy ruin my happiness of having people reach out to me. I mean, don't do that, people. Don't do that. And particularly, you know, it's like, and casting it under the light of your being helpful. Mm-hmm. Right? It's sort of like, I think that you'll find this interesting. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Unfriend. So anyway, whatever, dude. That sucked.
I'm looking to see if anybody did that on my birthday, too. Hold on one second.
It's very annoying. Well, while you do that, let's move on to some more pet peeves.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So
let's do
fabulous. All right. So let's talk about how important reviews are for podcasters and iTunes. Because, well, actually, first thing, let's go into podcast reviews as a whole. Podcast reviews swapping
oh,
in Facebook
Christ
groups.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Okay?
Yeah.
So do you want to take a little bit of that? Because I saw you comment on a page when I was like, oh, that was perfect response there, Miss Jess. It wasn't our group. It was somebody else's group. So when people are doing podcast review swaps inside of Facebook groups, which we've done an entire show on, which I will link in the show notes for you.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us your opinion?
Oh, so my opinion, so they said, hey, this isn't a good place for review swaps. I said, also, it's not really a good idea to do that because you end up with like hundreds of vague and lame reviews on your page, and then no one can tell whether or not they should listen to the damn show. Because most of the time the reviews say like one of three things. It's either like, can't wait for more, great concept. It's never, you know, they don't want to lie and say they've listened, or they'll say like, interesting guest, can't wait to see what comes out of this podcast, or congratulations on your new show. Like, reviews are supposed to help people decide whether or not they're going to actually listen to the damn thing.
Exactly.
So if you're doing swaps, you're not going to get any kind of useful review. And it kind of makes you look like you have no friends, to be honest with you. Like, so I'll give you an example. I was putting together a media kit for someone who had really, really, really engaged in this. And I was looking for testimonials, and that's where I look, is the iTunes reviews. I could not find one useful testimonial, not one. It was so frustrating. It was so frustrating. And so finally I was like, you've got to stop doing these review swaps, because an advertiser will look to see what people have said about your show. And if you can't get anything more than cool concept for a show, feh. You can't get one listener to say, like, I liked listening to this, then it's useless. Ask your listeners. Don't ask your fellow podcasters.
Exactly.
It's just dumb.
Ask your listeners. And so that leads me to the next bit of information here, which I actually had. Again, I was on a call yesterday with somebody that I'm working with, and he basically said, oh, so can you give me, you know, an idea of how I can get people to come and leave me reviews? And my question for him was, why do you want reviews for your show? And then he said, because I heard that it's good for your rankings in iTunes, which is a lie, which is not true. And I don't know how more to get this across to people. The reviews are exactly what Jessica was talking about. Having reviews on your show is kind of showing what the community feels about you. It is going to help somebody that comes to your show make a decision about whether or not they want to listen to your show based on the information that is there, right? So the better reviews that you get, meaning not better as in like positive, but the more the people who really do know your work and can say to somebody, listen to the show if you like this type of thing. But if you like this type of thing, it's probably not going to be a good idea for you to listen, right? Even the negative ones are really helpful for somebody, because for Elsie's yoga class, I would get like a lot of negative ones that said, this girl talks too much while she's teaching, you know? And then in all honesty, that will really help somebody, because if you really want somebody to be quiet and just tell you and like basically guide you through the poses, then you're not going to enjoy my class. So I'm glad that person put that review up there. It's very helpful. It's critical, for my podcast, right? So those, that's what it helps with. It helps with that type of thing. It does not help you in the rankings at all.
Nope.
It doesn't help in iTunes rankings, and people want that. The thing that helps you with iTunes rankings is if somebody subscribes to your show in iTunes. That really does work, and that in the long run will help you a lot more than reviews and ratings. Ratings and reviews.
You can't be asking other podcasters to subscribe. That's just
to ask. No. But it's easier to ask somebody that's already listening to your show, hey, if you haven't subscribed, please do. Or if you have a list and then you're launching your podcast, or like, let's say for our ladies that are part of our She Podcast list because they signed up because they got the, you know, our podcasting 101 tutorial, right? And then maybe they don't know we have a podcast. We can we don't tell them, hey, go leave us a rating or review on our podcast. We would really love it. It's so much easier for us to say, hey, how about subscribing to our show? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to subscribe to somebody's show than it is to go write a review. It's such a pain in the ass. So if somebody really wants to leave you a review, they'll totally do it. And you can ask people to do that, but really it doesn't help you in rankings. At all.
Yeah.
So please stop it. It's driving me bananas.
It drives me bananas too. And you're not helping yourself make any kind of money or look any kind of credible.
Nope. So, you're not. So you it sucks. So
it sucks.
It sucks.
I'm not sure. Do you guys know how we feel about this yet? I'm not sure. We're just being subtle at this point. Let's just tell them how we feel.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So because I think we finished up here, before we close up, I just want to share that I was on a podcast. I was interviewed for Strong Body, Whole Heart. And nice. I got an opportunity to talk about yoga. So if any of you guys are interested in me talking about yoga and how it has changed, me being in my mid-40s now. How the practice changes as you get older. I think that it's a really great conversation because I'm not 20. So, and things change. So, you guys check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes. Those ladies are great and they had really great questions and they have a really awesome community. So go check out their show, Strong Body, Whole Heart. And I will put a link to my episode so you guys could check it out.
Strong Body, Whole Heart. Strong Body, Whole Heart. Strong Body, Whole Heart. Strong Body, Whole Heart.
That is not their song.
Yes, it is. Why are you giving them lies? Sure it is.
It's not.
Strong Body, Strong Body, Strong Body, Strong Body, Strong Body, Whole Heart.
So, guys, if you have anything to say to us, please email feedback@shepodcast.com. Feedback@shepodcast.com. You can give us feedback about our silliness.
What's happening? Are we done?
We're done, dude. We have nothing else to say.
Hold on. That's not true.
Yes, it is. We are reining it all in. We are leaving. We are exiting the building.
I can't believe it.
We're done. Yes, we are.
How did we? That was so fast.
That was so fast. So, yeah. Bye-bye.
Elsie's thinking, seriously, get me off this show. It was not so fast. It's crawled by. When is it over?
No.
Get me out of here. Tell the truth, Elsie.
I am not. This is it. It's just that then we're going to be like, doo-doo-doo. And there's dude suck.
Okay, check us out. Twitter @SheePodcasts and Facebook @SheePodcasts, and also Facebook.com/groups/SheePodcast if you want to join and you have a vagina.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Should we not put that in?
Well, maybe if somebody's thinking that they really resonate with having a vagina could also join.
All right, that's close enough.
Yeah. If you resonate with vaginas, let's do it.
We love you.
We love you. We love you. Bye.
Bye.